You are forgiven for making that mistake. Virginia joined the Emerson faculty in September of 1968. Those were exciting times. The Berkeley Unified School District integrated the elementary schools. John and his committee, 5 years earlier, integrated the junior high school. But we only had one high school, that took care of that. But anyhow, the first day of school, buses were arriving, the children. It was a K-3, kindergarten through fourth grade. There we have staff, we have parents to receive them. Also, on campus was a reporter, Channel 5, I believe, with a TV cameraman to record the event. That all took place, and the reporter interviewed parents and interviewed, so happened, Virginia. So the reporter left the office saying, you need to see the clip tonight. It will be on the 5 o'clock news. So the staff, we all did. The next morning, we arrived at school in the office. Virginia was there. Hey, Virginia, you look great on TV. And she did. Well, she joined the staff that truly talented. And what I mean by that is we have a staff who's knowledgeable of curriculum, skilled classroom management, and on top of that, they have full understanding of child development. So here, Virginia is added to the staff. It's just like adding Virginia like a spark added to a group, which I call a star-studded. So we already have a strong staff. Then we added Virginia, which made it even, as time went on, better. Virginia contributed a great deal to Emerson School, but I want to give you only two examples. Now, she was funded by federal funding for education to help minority children who are too far behind, lacking reading skills. And her job as a reading specialist, and we had one in every elementary school. So what did Virginia do? She set up the Emerson Reading Center, or we call it the Reading Lab, with the help of Estelle Pryor, her instructional aide. Lo and behold, before you know it, the district recognized it and told us at Virginia, it's so good, we're going to use it as a model, number one. Number two, 1974. Now, when you take money from the government, we have to be accountable. So what do? They send review teams to the school. For 2 days, we had representative from the Department of Education, California. And what they did was they observed in the classroom, the lab, interviewed the classroom teachers, Virginia, and other supporting staff. They go to the playground, watch the children, talk to the classified people. So from there, they left, and a month later, we heard from them. They came back with a letter that we were very proud and glad that we visited Emerson School. They were very impressed with our program. You had a cohesive faculty, it says, which had a high degree of commitment to the cause of compensatory education. And the good overall organization of the school was very obvious. And the reading lab is equipped for teaching basic skills. Parents were well informed of the program, and the staff development component was strong. As a result of that review, Emerson School was nominated a place on the list called School with Promising Practices. Wonderful. I think we did celebrate after school one Friday night. Guess where we held the celebration? Virginia's home. Anyhow, to summarize, Virginia loved her work. We observe her with the children. We observe her with adults when she conducted workshops and all. She just loved it, and she was good at it. So as principal, we have to make judgment and say, so in my opinion, Virginia was an outstanding teacher. Excellent organizer and terrific team player. See, Virginia was not only interested in doing the job what she was assigned to, but she has this ability to see that if the other parts of the school are running well, that's even better. So that's her. Anyhow, Virginia was a real asset to the school and to the school district. So those are the things I remember about Virginia. Thank you.